Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the ninth episode of Dare Ye Enter the Goblin Cave. As always, it is I, your host, Gavin. And today I have with me no guests, but I do have a tale of invisibility potions and prize fighting. Alright. So today I'm going to be doing something a little different with the episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. I got some podcasting advice from the guy who runs the Wizard Scroll, which is another fantasy show that it's on Spotify, and I would recommend you guys check it out if you guys like this or fantasy fiction. Definitely carries the vibes of that old show on his shoulders. His name is Chris R.R. Bauso, B-A-U-S-O. I will link his Instagram page, his Spotify show in the description. Go ahead, check it out. No, stuff's really good. All right. So grab a drink and come with me to the twisted world of swords and sorcery, of laser swords and laser sorcery, of tall tales and good times. To the dark and twisted realm known as Drakkus. Back beyond the Shank Point mountain range, and to the bustling port city of Dankspear, where the traders and raiders alike come to restock and refuel, to hand off their goods and ill-gotten gains for cash money, where ship crews from every nation come to rejoice and share tales of victory and adventure, and in some cases work out their differences in the back alleyways the old-fashioned way. Tonight our tale is one of a kind of slimy elf man named Kyle. A local who made his bones swindling the sailors he had never seen twice in his life, as many of the locals here seem to do. Scrawny and pale from never doing an honest day's work in his pitiful life, and instead choosing to spend his evenings trying to drink sailors under the table and selling bogus treasure maps. In the morning, he'd usually line up to the Redeemer Potions franchised location operated by the Paladins of the Order of Broseidon, trying to pay their way through college. Today, however, after paying and receiving a brew most holy, he realized that the paladins there had made a mistake. They had handed him a much more expensive and sought-after potion. A potion of invisibility. He quickly tucked the potion into his pocket and shuffled away like a little criminal, grinning mischievously as he could, considering the nasty hangover. He pondered for hours what evil shit he can do. He could sell it for a cool 750 bone profit. That's easily 2 weeks worth of pay. He could use it to peep on chicks in the bathhouse, he thought. Man, he kept circling back to that thought. What a pervert. He thought about using it to rob somebody. In fact, wandering through the marketplace, he was positively giddy at looking at all the coins change hands, all the strange and ancient treasures being oh so carefully placed in crates behind the shopkeeper's backs. Every time he saw something cool, he pictured how cool it would be if he just owned it. How he can rob a bank, even though currency has no real value, and all the things that have actual value, like family and fruit trees, are really hard to steal. He decided to continue his thinking in his favorite thinking tavern, the Piss Lagoon 69 franchise location down the street. Despite the high amount of imported product and cookie-cutter setup of this rough-and-tumble tavern, the prices were actually pretty good. So it tended to attract folk who would get shit-faced drunk and still have some coin left in their pockets. The perfect prey for a scam. He let his mind go free while zoning out over his drink. His back turned to an apparent kerfuffle. Shouting and straining, the meaty sound of a hand slapping a table, and the victorious roar of a mighty orc. An arm wrestling match had just been concluded, and the loser screeched, "It's not fair! I wasn't ready yet!" Followed by the crowd laughing and the sound of golden bones being added to an already impressive pile. "Sorry, Fluffy, you lost. Now get lost," spoke the winner. The loser, a half-hyena, half-man thing, growled and bared its teeth at the orc. The one with a single red tusk jutting up from his massive jaw. Before a proper fight could break out, the hyena man was launched across the bar into the scam artist Elf, who was absolutely not paying attention to all that and instead eyeing up the sexy reverse mermaid barmaid. He wanted to ask her if the carpet matched the scales, but he doubted she could hear him through the water-filled glass bowl she wore on her upright-facing fish head. God, what an asshole. Like, let her do her job. Why you gotta act like everyone works for you, eh? Anyways, so hyena guy smashes into the elf pervert and glass is shattered. The hyena profusely apologizes to the elf, who for some reason apologizes back. Red Tooth the orc shouts from the back, "Don't gamble if you're gonna be a sore loser." The hyena growls back angrily, but looks down, not in shame, but in a deep, seething, prideful fury. "I'll get you one day, orc," he mutters to himself. Kyle, the elf, adept at spotting the weakness in the hearts of others, but not himself, jumps on this newfound opportunity. Why not today? He pulls forth the potion of invisibility. Evil grins and chuckles all around. Cut to Kyle approaching the arm wrestling table, and Red Tooth, with his back turned, standing and addressing the crowd. The orc continues to shout to the audience, who is now hyping him the fuck up and chanting his name.
"Ah ha 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 ha! Nobody can best me in a fair fight! I am Red Tooth the Orc from the Eastern Badlands!"
Maybe he should work on that catchphrase a little bit. It should be noted that Evil Stevel does have a PR team that might help, if the price is right. Kyle the pervert sits down and jingles his pouch full of golden bone certificates, like he does when he's trying to get the attention of a serving staff member. I can't explain it, but it was like somehow being condescending about it. He had this look on his face, like, "Oh, did you forget about me? Jingle, jingle. Man, fuck that guy." And he had this stupid, smug grin, too. Alright. Anyways, Red Tooth turns to his new challenger. His wide grin quickly turns to a look of concern.
What's up, guy?"
Kyle responds. "This is the place to arm wrestle, right?" He gestures to the sign that reads, "Arm wrestling tournament tonight. 25 bone entrance fee. Winner take all." Red Tooth hesitantly continues, looking around to the audience of men who had recently been crushed in arm battle, looking to their eyes for a hint of recognition that maybe crushing this small elf would be fucked up, even if he is literally asking for it. His only responses, however, were a wide-eyed shrugs and shaking of heads, and more than a few slight chuckles.
Yeah, it is, but..."
He flexes his massive green bicep, the darker green veins on his arm spelling out the word, "Double Regicide."
"I think this league might be a little advanced for you, lad. I don't want to accidentally break you. How about a game of darts instead?"
the orc offered, quite generously, might I add. And with just the most ridiculously smug look, the pervert elf said, Well, it sounds to me like you're just scared. Does that mean you forfeit? Can I take the whole pot? The orc breathed deeply, not letting the concern leave his face, and extended his arm to commence the tournament. Kyle the elf let his delicate, well-moisturized, and callus-free hand fall right into the orc's mighty mitt, and his bone pouch fall into the ever-growing, glistening pile. Let's rock. And immediately, Kyle began pushing against the orc with all his might, his face turning red from effort, and the orc's arm just not budging at all. The orc let the elf continue to wear himself out, keeping his arm planted like a thousand-year-old redwood standing on a tall hilltop, while a particularly determined housefly rammed its head into the trunk, trying, in vain, to push it down. He sighed and breathed deep, but he was caught off guard. In the inhale, the air before him shimmered for a moment and smelled incredibly strong of hyena taint. The orc coughed and turned his head as to not let spit particles fly into his opponent's face. But before he could realize what was happening, he saw his own arm dipping at a severe angle, like 145 degrees. Damn, almost past the point of no return. Where did this elf's strength come from? He tightened his grasp on the elf's hand, and his offhand gripped the table, his face contorted in focus. The elf's delicate bones crunched, and his pale face that had been turning red was now redder than Red Tooth's namesake tooth. Kyle the pervert's eyes watered, every muscle in his wiry body violently shook. Though props where props are due, his elbow never did leave the table. The elf's wrist, as well, was bent at a wholly unhealthy angle. His yellow-stained teeth gritted entirely too tight, and saliva was foaming at the corners of his mouth as he let out a fierce elven battle cry. The orc returned with his own, a mighty howl of rage, as the blood cells in his face began to pop out, and the table he had grabbed with his offhand began to splinter. And with a bounding push, the orc's fist met the table. He fucking lost to an elf again. He would never repay his crew at this rate. He hated himself for gambling away their pay again. He got up in a huff to go and bash his head through a wall or something and let out an anguished cry to the heavens, but turned around to see his opponent first. Kyle, whose face was red with exhaustion, was clutching his wrist. He kneeled over, possibly sobbing and wiping away foamy saliva from the corners of his mouth. He was wretched up from the floor. Red Tooth watched and pondered these words in his head. Almost like a child being hoisted up from the armpits. And there was that shimmering again. The cheering crowd, however, overtook his view before he could analyze further. And before much fuss was made, Kyle the pervert and his invisible friend absconded with a pot of golden bones. Cut to Kyle walking alone on an empty street at night, talking excitedly to what seemed to be his own shadow. Wow, a whole 2,500 golden bones! What do you think we should do with it, hyena guy? Oh man, I'm gonna do lots of drinking, the still invisible hyena man cackled. God, what an original and fulfilling idea. Yeah, I'm gonna buy some healing for my broken arm and then maybe buy groceries for the next week, replied Kyle to his own question like he was interviewing himself or something. Yeah, alright kid, great con, catch you around maybe. And the hyena did the double invisible finger guns at him. But as the two were getting ready to part ways, they witnessed a glowing neon sign that reads, Pit Fighters Wanted, Grand Prize 1 Million Golden Bones, Entrance Fee 2,000 Bones, Broken Bone Recovery Potions 500 Bones. And yeah, you know these greedy bastards entered in. That was just like miraculously enough money to cover the costs crazy how that stuff works out, just goes to show that Evil Steevil's always watching out for his chosen. Cut to a few weeks later at the final fight. The crowded interior of this smoky micro-coliseum of sorts. A plush pleather mat in the center of a room on a great marble pedestal is where the fights would take place. Thick hempen ropes held fairly taut around the ring provided an excellent prop for stunt takedowns. Eager fans, braying for violence, indulging in delicious fried food and watered-down drink. Standing in their bleacher seats, cheering till their lungs grew sore. The troublesome duo have been burning through potions faster than your mom burns through single men at the Piss Lagoon franchise dive bar location in your hometown. And the announcer announces the fight. Ladies and gentlemen, and genderless abominations from beyond the veil of time and space. He gestures to the fellow who I'm going to call the Emissary of Far. It is my distinct pleasure to announce our final fight of the season. The matchup to end all matchups. The World War I of wrestling bouts. The Grand Slampionship lineup. Fireworks, cheering, banners being waved. First up is the unknown, unrelenting force. We don't know what he's here to do. All we know is he's here to crush skulls. Master of the ancient art of the unseen hand, friend of the shadows and the sinister breeze that whistles through your window, and I swear to God, it just said death. Uppercut! Pervert the Elf climbed into the arena in his Dollar Tree ninja outfit, raising his fists to the crowd while doing a preemptive victory lap, pumping his arms up and down in time with the music, then settling in his corner and doing like some bow with his hands in a ninjutsu pose, but not like a real one, like a this dude watches anime one, you know what I'm saying? The crowd was loving it though. For they lived in a pretty multicultural area, so for all they knew, this is pretty legit. And in this corner, from the badass lands of way East Drakus, hailing from just beyond Blood River and the Wolf Skull Mountains. Born and bred from the stock of the world-renowned Whirlwind Raiders. The mean, green, beast of the East, Red Tooth! The announcer trails off. It's rare to see a newcomer come so far this season, let alone two. And he continued to the other announcer, who was, I guess, up until this point, kind of quiet. Red Tooth narrows his eyes at Skinny, at Kyle. He totally knows. Fuck, he totally knows! Uppercut, Master the Unseen Hand, mutters to his unseen hand. Yeah, he still won't stop us. You know the drill. Feint, sweep, and finish him off. Hell yeah. The two said in unison. Red Tooth, simmering with rage on the outside, analyzed his foe as he had failed to do once before. Not moving a muscle. His eyes focused on Uppercut's feet. The starting bell rang out, and the fight was on. The two dirty cheaters charged, but before they could pass the halfway point, a knotted-up pig intestine filled with white paint came flying from Red Tooth's outstretched hand like a gross, wet bola. It sailed right over Uppercut's right shoulder and splashed paint all over the hyena man's upper torso, revealing the depths of this treachery. The announcer was freaking out. Ladies and gentlemen, and the Emissary of Far, I don't believe my eyes. The referee blew his whistle repeatedly to call a stop to this fight. Red Tooth approached the ref while the two cheaters just stood there sheepishly, white painting dripping further down the hyena warrior's matted fur. The ref and the orc spoke quickly. The ref's eyebrows perked up in a questioning way and he handed the skull-shaped microphone to Red Tooth, who clutched it in close and shouted into it,
"The bloodbath will continue!"
The crowd cheered.
"You heard it here, folks! Let's start this match up again!"
And the starting bell rang twice. Red Tooth proceeds to pick up Skinny, dodging the hyena's sloppy attack, and just straight up rip the elf's arms off. Which is usually an illegal maneuver, but the ref is just shrugging, so I guess is exonerating circumstances. Red Tooth proceeds to beat the half-invisible hyena repeatedly with the arms, covering him in blood to the point where he was quite visible for all to see. Then he gets him in a headlock and does a Giga Tombstone. That's where you break the guy's neck and send him into a coma via a normal tombstone. And then he picks up armless Kyle, who is just kind of acting like that one dude from the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan, just kind of casually looking around for his arms to put him back on. Red Tooth just picks him up, puts him standing right in front of the ropes on one side of the arena, sprints to the other side of the arena, backs up as far as the rope will allow, and then cannon blasts through the rapidly dying Kyle, fucking obliterating him and sending bits of gore into the crowd. The emissary from far extends his kaleidoscope-looking proboscis and consumes Kyle's soul. He then returns to the now paralyzed hyena man and breaks his neck in the other direction, which somehow heals him, and then drops the hammer and crushes his head into a million stupid pieces. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why cheating is bad. Alright, so I hope you enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen. That was episode 9, Invisibility Potions and Prize Fighting. I hope this turns out good, you know? I don't think I'm going to be able to list off all the sources for the sound effects I use. I will add those in the written description, but I don't have them right now at time of recording. I'm just going to wing it, you know? Transition music brought to you by Matt Kelly. I really love that intro. I think that was my ringtone for the longest time there. I think it's still my ringtone, actually. I wouldn't know. I don't get phone calls. If you have a prompt you want to suggest, go ahead and leave a comment, leave a review, or just straight up email me. ngnkom@gmail.com. All right. And I was thinking about doing another bonus episode. A live stream. I got a little bit of love for that idea. So I'll go ahead and pose, set that up. I've never done live streaming before, but I think it'd be a lot of fun. As well as the questions and answers with Evil Stevel. Go ahead, ask me a question about Dracus. Who's Evil Stevel? How many countries are on this continent? Why is everything so weird? You know? Like, whatever you want to ask. Alright, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for accompanying me on this journey to the Goblin Cave. Congratulations, by the way, on surviving.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.